This is New England Public Radio. During the COVID-19 pandemic, virtual platforms have become the gathering place for many religious groups in the region. But as New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports, faith leaders are tweaking the experience to bring a sense of human contact or address community needs.
Pastor Brent Damro still leads services every Sunday in the big sanctuary of the First Congregational Church in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It's just him and a few others standing at safe distances, including his husband, who operates the camera that streams the service via YouTube. Their 6-year-old son ferries slips of paper to the pulpit with the names of congregants who have texted that they're watching.
I issue a special welcome by name, and people have said they find great joy in hearing other names be lifted.
Damro also holds virtual office hours where he sits in front of his computer on an open Zoom connection available to his congregation. But he says it's not just the pastor, the person with a title, who can help people through the pain of this pandemic.
We're all called to be shepherds, and we're all called to care for one another. And likewise, we're all called to be sheep and bleat out when we are facing issues or struggles.
Or deep despair.
I don't know what to say to someone when they say, I can't get on a plane and come to my own mother's funeral. What do you say to that?
That's Rabbi Neil Hirsch of Hevra of Southern Berkshire. He says while he may not have the answer, he kind of walks with people through painful decisions so they know that they're not alone. Hirsch's temple combats isolation now by using online platforms for services and classes, but only if they're interactive. And the temple holds informal gatherings like virtual coffee or a nightcap.
The remarkable thing is it has been people gathering who would otherwise have no reason to get together. Different generations are gathering. People in different towns are signing on. People at different stages of their careers. Everybody's sharing about what they're going through. And they're making connections that they wouldn't otherwise make.
Andy says people participate from out of state, New York, Texas, Florida, and North Carolina. Virtual services are drawing bigger crowds for many faith groups. A Buddhist group in East Hampton reports double the number of people attending Dharma talks or sermons. An AME Zion church in Worcester says it has had 4 times as many worshipers. But not every group has congregants who have what they need to connect.
Either don't have Wi-Fi or don't have a computer, or don't know how to use one.
That's Samuel Saylor, pastor at Gardner Memorial AME Zion Church in Springfield. He uses telephone conference calling so people can at least hear Sunday services, even if they can't join online. Saylor's congregation comes from mostly middle and low-income households. Throughout the pandemic, his church is still preparing hot meals for people in need.
We feed the community that comes by for a meal. We have it ready for them at the door, take home, and they come and get that because they count on it.
More than half of his congregants are over 70. Many of them live alone. Now he says they're alone. So he and others phone the elderly members a lot. Saylor says as the church pastor, he's trying to be a cheerleader and inspire people to help each other.
Just trying to, keep reminding our members that we have a responsibility, but we also have a God. And we can, as a community, even though we're separated right now, be touching one another in spirit and in love.
Other faith groups are also emphasizing helping others. The Islamic Society of Western Massachusetts in West Springfield is delivering groceries and hand sanitizer donated by their members to the elderly and the disabled, even if they're not Muslim. Wissam Abdulbaki, the imam, says when it comes to the pandemic, we're all in the same boat.
You see, the virus does not say you are Muslim and you are Christian and you are Jewish. All people together are one in the boat.
Abdulbaki sees COVID-19 as a kind of test from God that people seem to be passing.
They pray, they change, they improve, they correct their mistakes. And I believe this pandemic made us closer and closer to the all-merciful God.
Tara Malay, who teaches virtually now at the Insight Meditation Center of Pioneer Valley, says Buddhist core teachings like mindfulness, compassion, and loving kindness can help people get through the pandemic.
As they try to cope with fear, as they try to cope with uncertainty, We are experiencing, I believe, collective grief over some of the losses, and it strengthens us to face them together.
Malay says another relevant Buddhist concept is that everything is impermanent, including things we have taken for granted before, like the ability to be together. Another thing that's not permanent is the COVID-19 pandemic. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.